Well, hello, hello, hello out there, God's people. It is your girl, AP Empowers, coming to you today with, of course, an empowering message, hopefully to encourage someone. Guys, we are in the last quarter of the year, and I don't know about you, but this year, 2023, really has been somewhat of a whirlwind for me. I mean, there's just been so much going on, and then so much that I feel like that I've not been able to get done. As you guys remember, I came to you at the beginning of the year saying that I wanted to do X, Y, and Z. Well, again, sometimes God has a different plan. Sometimes I have a, you know, get detoured in my plan and whatnot. But that's life, guys, and we're going to talk about a little bit of that today. I don't really even have any housekeeping to do. I've been wanting to get back to this podcast. I've been wanting to get to you guys. And so I really just want to get into the meat and bones of things today. Just as far as being encouraged and being encouraged in whatever it is that you're seeking, whatever it is that you're wanting, because God's plan is always better than your plan. And so when you know that, right, you can kind of stand firm. And even though things may not be going the way that you want, even though things may not be clicking from the standpoint that you think that they should be clicking from, you have to continue to trust God. And I promise you, that's what I've done in 2023, because although I didn't do all the things that I had on my list thus far, and we are still got, you know, a few months to go, right? So I'm not going to count anything out. But what I wanted to drop by today is just don't quit. Don't give up. Got a little testimony of encouragement as far. I'm a runner, for those of you who may not know. And I did recently my first half marathon in 5 years. I've not done a half marathon since 2018. And for whatever reason, my training was just not on point. Like, I never felt good about the way that I was running. I never felt like I was really achieving. You know, I'm not a big time person, but at the same time, you kind of know when you're walking a little bit more than you're running, when you just really don't feel like it, when your body feels different, et cetera, et cetera, right? So that's part of my testimony, though, because I did this half. Not only did I do this half, but I kind of, to me and from my standpoint, just in my mind, I killed it, because it was a hilly half, right? And so anytime you're running and you got heels, sometimes, you know, you dread them, you know, whether you train for them or not. It's just like, oh my gosh, there's a heel. Oh my gosh, there's another heel. Oh my gosh, where are these heels coming from? But for whatever reason, my mindset shifted during that race. I just really, like I said, started to embrace the heels. I started to attack the heels. I was sprinting the heels. And so I was like, where is this energy coming from? Because I just knew I was going to be dying. But I wasn't, and I'm so thankful for that. And the moral of the story is, really, I could have given up. And I actually felt like, in a sense, I had given up in my mind before the race. But when I got into the race, God did a thing in my body. He did a thing in my mind, and he allowed me to finish it, and he allowed me to be encouraged throughout the process. Because 13.1 miles, that is not an easy feat for anybody. I kudos to the ones who ran 26.2. But I don't know if I even desire to do that anymore at this point in my life. And I may change my mind, because again, it ain't over until it's over, right? And it ain't over until God says it's over. So just because Angela may say, hey, I don't want to do 26.2, God might drop that thing in my spirit, and I'll be training for 26.2. Okay, so no matter what you're going through, you may not be a runner, you may not be running a half marathon, you may be trying to get your business to that next level, you may be trying to finish your website, you may be trying to open up that business, or you may have that book in your head and you really need to get it out, get it on paper, and get it published. So it's a marathon, guys. It's not a sprint, right? And so you don't necessarily have to do it tomorrow, but keep chomping away at the bit. Because the one thing, even before I ran my race, I never stopped running. I was consistent for the most part, running 3 to 4 days a week, running with other people, which is always a great thing too. But it's your race, your pace, no matter what the situation is. That slogan can fit into any part of your life. Even if you're one of those people that's seeking a relationship and that relationship just doesn't seem. I was talking to a young lady this past weekend, and you know, everybody's like out here, when you're not married or if you don't have somebody, and even sometimes if you are married and have somebody, things get hard, right? And things don't always go the way you want them to go. But don't give up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Keep going. Keep pursuing the things that you desire in your heart. And I do believe God will answer those things for you. But there are some things you got to do too. I feel like if I had given up and I had stopped running just because I felt like my body didn't feel the same and so on, I probably wouldn't have done as well as I did in my race. And again, I was the baby of the bunch, and I got smoked by the ladies that I was with. But that's beside the point. It was my race and my pace, and I stayed true to that. And when I finished, I felt good about it. And so that's what I want you to do. I want you to continue on your journey. I want you to continue to do what God has placed inside of you to do, whether it's a book, whether it's a business, whether you're pursuing a relationship and it's gotten stagnant, whatever that thing is, God's plan is always better than your plan. But you have to do something. Be able and willing to do the work. Nothing is going to happen if you just sit back and expect some hocus pocus magic to fall on your head. No, you got to get out each day. You got to keep grinding. You got to do the things that you are being called to do in order to see that silver lining, right? In order to see that light at the end of whatever your tunnel is going to be. So I hope that, you know, again, those of you that are listening today, I hope that you're just encouraged. And if you don't take anything else away from this message, take away from this message that there is more work to do. Remember, guys, I always say action is required. You got to do something. Nothing, you know, you see people, things happen. I also know a person who really, like, they've just gotten to their next level in their business. But I can remember when she was like, I'm not sure I'm going to keep doing this. I don't think it's as rewarding as I thought it was going to be. And now that she's at another level, obviously she's reaping some of those rewards, some of those things that she couldn't see initially. So just keep going, keep pressing. Don't give up. Don't quit. And I also saw something the other day. It said, things may not happen as fast as you want, but they'll never happen if you quit. You'll never find that answer in you giving up. You know what I mean? Because, like, giving up, well, what is that about? Is I'm just done with this. I don't want to do this anymore, da, da, da. And then maybe you have regrets, right? So we don't want to have regrets in our lives. We want to go and pursue the things that we want. We don't want to be seeking things, though, that ain't of God, that God ain't blessed and ain't told us to go after. Because, again, as I stated, even with my running, even with my business, even with this podcast, I can't give up on these things because these are things that I know I'm passionate about first and foremost. These are things that I really do enjoy doing. So, you know, when I do race weekends, usually it's with some females or whatever, because I am one of the ambassadors of Black Girls Run here in my area. But, I mean, we have fun. We eat good. We party a little bit. We go out, you know, and whatnot. And so it's more than just the race. It's the fellowship. It's the getting together. So a lot of times, like I said, when you're building your business, when you're writing that book, those aren't the joyous times, right? But it is a joyous time when you finish that book and you can have a book signing. It is a joyous time when someone can email you and say, hey, I just read this chapter in your book and it spoke to me on so many levels. Because God didn't give you that book for you. He didn't place that book inside of you for you to keep it. He wanted you to get that book on paper. He wanted you to get it out to the masses, because it's not about you. You want to go to the grave empty. Dr. Miles Monroe used to talk about that, I think. About, you know, you don't want to leave what you've got just in your head. Get it out on paper. Let it be a part of your legacy. You know, I always think about, even with my books, I have a grandchild now, and I know I'm probably gonna have some more grandchildren later. But I want my grandchildren to say, my grandmother was an author and she published books and things like that. I want them to strive higher. I want them to go and be a New York Times bestselling author, which that is still ain't out of the works for me, because I'm thinking about, you know, taking my works and doing some other things with them. Not to mention, I am publishing some other books, that I've been working on for a while. Like I said, things can get stagnant sometimes, but as long as you don't quit, you're going to be okay. So whatever that thing is that you're working on and you're feeling like, this may just not be it, don't give up on that thing. Keep going. Keep pressing. Keep doing the work. And I promise you, you're going to be able to contact me and say, hey, listen, I'm so glad I listened to you, because this is where I am now. And this is what's happened. And this is great. And yeah, you know, you're going to have your own testimony to be able to share with somebody. Because again, guys, understanding that the things that we go through, they're not for us. They're for us to bless someone else. They're for us to take to someone else so that that person can be encouraged. Because everybody has down days now. You know, don't get it twisted. You know, even when I looked back and was like, gosh, I did not do what I wanted to do with this podcast. But understand that God has been placing me in so many other on so many other projects and working on some other things and giving me a little bit more visibility in certain areas and things of that nature. So I just trust God. I do feel like, you know, there's more that I can do, and I want to try to continue to do that. I am not giving up. I'm not going to quit. APM Powers is going to come to you guys because that is what God placed inside of me to empower and encourage and inspire and motivate others. And that is really what I love doing. I mean, it's not just about me talking. It's not just about me giving tips. I really love when people tell me, you know, thank you so much. That was great motivation. One of my girlfriends I was hanging out with, and she was like, you know, you talk to a lot of people. I said, I'm the type of person that I don't meet a stranger because you never know. And I'm so thankful too. Part of my testimony, ladies and gentlemen, is that God, you know, some people say, well, you only get about two or three real friends in your life. God has truly blessed me in that area where I meet people. As a matter of fact, a young lady that I met, like, I think in 2017, 2018, something like that. I think I met her. It was definitely at a race. And me and her are really, really good friends right now. And you wouldn't even think that, like, because we don't see each other a lot because we don't live in the same area. But when we get together, it's just like we pick up where we left off. And I think that that's okay. Like, everybody ain't supposed to necessarily be your best friend. But I do believe you can't live in this world by yourself. If you don't have outlets and you don't have people to talk to, if you don't have somebody to encourage you sometimes, that's a sad situation. So I encourage you to meet people. You don't have to be an extroverted person to meet people, to seek out people that you can talk to, that you can help, and that maybe can help you in some instances. Not necessarily with money, not finances or whatever. Even though my friends, I try to bless my friends, and they definitely bless me in those areas as well. But no, just sometimes, because you can't live in this world by yourself. So what's so wrong with gathering a new friend? What's so wrong with having somebody that you can bounce ideas off of? What's so wrong with just meeting somebody and being able to laugh out loud with that person and genuinely mean it and not want anything from them? You know, so that's really the gist of what I got today. I want somebody to be encouraged. I do not want you to give up on your journey. I do not want you to quit just because 2023 has not gone the way that you wanted it to go. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to start preparing for 2024. And most of you know that I am also a business strategy coach. So I can schedule a strategy session with you via Zoom. Or if you're here in the upstate of South Carolina, I can definitely meet with you and we can talk about your plans for 2024 if you've not gotten the things that you want to get done. Because a lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, too, it is about writing it down. It is about having an accountability partner. It is about attaching a date to it. Because sometimes when you just say, oh yeah, I'm gonna get it done, well, when? What's that date? What's it look like? You know what I'm saying? If you write it down, you can then now you can start planning and you can say, oh gosh, well, I said it was going to happen in November. Well, I'm right here at November. So what should I be doing to kind of expedite things? It's accountability. Okay. And being an accountability partner, which is what I am for a lot of people, it helps them get things done a lot more faster. Right. Because sometimes it can take you 2 years to do something that really could have taken you 6 months to do because of our procrastination, because of life, because we have other things going on. But sometimes, too, we have to buckle down. Just like with this half marathon that I just completed, I had to sign up for the race first. Once I signed up for the race, I was committed. Once I paid my money, I knew I was going to do it. And that also encouraged me to keep running. It's no different in your business. It's no different in you writing that book. You have to make some sort of sacrifice and you have to have some sort of accountability that's going to hold your feet to the fire so that you do complete it and that it don't take you 10 years because ain't nobody promised to be here tomorrow, right? So the sooner you do those things, the better off you're going to be. So if you need my help, I'm here again. We can strategize about 2024 because in all honesty, I'm already in 2024. I've got some plans for 2024 right now. I've got a couple of events happening towards the end of this year that I'm actually having to hone in and work on and focus on and things like that. And I'm sure you have the same thing, but I am here. APM Powers is here. If you need me, reach out to me, Angela at coachwithpride.com. Got a lot of things going on, guys. I know a lot of you guys have seen me on the TV. I've been doing interviews. I've been doing some other things. I have been definitely working. I've been out here. I've been running. So I wear a lot of hats, guys, and I'm perfectly okay with wearing all those hats. Sometimes it does get a little difficult because I have to make sure that I'm prioritizing and doing things that I need to do for me and not just working all the time. But y'all trust me, every time I go somewhere, it's always a little pleasure in my business. So if you know me, you already know that. But I want you guys to be encouraged today. I want you to share this with a friend that you just talked to that told you that they were going through something and they want to give up on it. I want you to understand that there is nothing worse than you quitting. You always can win, but you can't give up. Don't give up, because that's the end, right? You'll never get that victory if you quit. So keep going, keep pressing towards your mark, keep reaching those goals. And again, just be encouraged today. I love you and I'm here for you. AP Empowers, guys. I am here for you and I look forward to hopefully getting with you. But reach out to me if you need me. Again, I'm here to help and that's what I want to do. So y'all be blessed. And until next time, AP Empowers signing out.